You are listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. Though located in the heart of the Silicon Valley, you will hear fervent, old-fashioned revival preaching from the pulpit of North Valley Baptist Church. It is our desire that you will be helped by this gospel message.
Your Bibles tonight, Psalm 142. What a great testimony. Thank God for salvation. If you're not saved, if you're not sure you're going to heaven, now think of that. You have to be sure of it. You don't know if today's going to be your last day on planet Earth, but you must be born again. For me, it happened 69 years ago, about 15 minutes from here. It was Sunday night church. I'll never forget it. And I realized I was lost. I did the same thing. Can I lie to my mom? I'd lie to her. I'd think swear words, and I was a bad little kid. And God saved me 69 years ago. And God's grace is so amazing. I hope you know it tonight. We're covering a subject tonight. Really, I never preach on the subject. The sovereignty of God. It's a very important message. One reason why most men don't preach on it, because the sovereignty of God, people get off into election, predestination, and subjects like the foreknowledge of God, and they get all twisted in their theology. Election is very easy. D.L. Moody said of election, because it's very obvious that God has elected all to salvation. He's not willing that any should perish. That's what the Bible says. He died not for the some or for the elect. He died for the whole world. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. D.L. Moody said it like this, who was a great preacher in the 1800s. God voted for me, the devil voted against me, and I cast the deciding ballot. That's election. Predestination. What kind of God would we have if he did not know what was going to happen? God's not predestinating you to go to hell. Okay, you go to hell, you go to heaven. And so, no, God said, whosoever will, let him come. The foreknowledge of God, God knows everything. God knows the day of my birth. God knows the day of my death. My Bible says that my times are in God's hand. My Bible says that God knows everything about Jack Treiber. He knows the end from the beginning. God knows everything. So we talk about the sovereignty of God. Sovereignty is the kingship, the ruler over our life. The question is, who is going to rule and reign in your life? I know, I can tell you of one right now. I could tell you of a person about 2 years ago, their life was derailed. They come to church on and off still, but barely. But their life was derailed through some struggle, and they just can't get the victory over it. The person goes through suicide in thoughts. The person goes through depression in thoughts. But they don't understand the sovereignty of God. God is sovereign. God knows everything. God knows if my wife is going to go first, if he tarries, or if I'm going to go first. God knows that. And Brother Manuel, if God would take my wife first, I would pray. Brother Doug, I'd pray I'd be a good Christian. I know of a family in our church this week, they lost a went to Hawaii on vacation, and they had to fly back home because they lost a nephew, and they lost the nephew's child in a car accident, and 4 hours later they lost their brother. All three in one day in 4 hours time. And their hearts are broken. They just went through cancer. It's just a sorrowful thing. God knows the end and the beginning. God knows if you're going to lose your job. God knows if you're going to lose your health. God knows if you're going to lose your housing. God knows everything. God is sovereign. He is sovereign in that the fact that He is in control of your life and you have no control. You cannot govern your life. You cannot. Now, we can go against God and govern our life, but God is still in control. The Bible tells us in Psalm 142 in this text that God is in charge of everything. God's in charge of the sun, the moon, the stars, and God's in charge of your life. God's in charge of my life. And I want my life to count for the Lord Jesus Christ. The days that God gives me on planet Earth, I want my days to count for Him. I'd like to get into heaven one day and hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." I think when I quote that verse, I always think of my good friend, Dr. Wally Davis, who's been on with the Lord for many years now. We were roommates in college, and how he suffered, and he just suffered, but he suffered as a Christian, and he died as a Christian, and he lived as a Christian. My Bible says in Psalm 142, let's look at the sovereignty of God. The sovereignty of God says, "I'm to guard my spirit." I cried unto the Lord with my voice. With my voice unto the Lord did I make my supplication. David is running. He's hiding in a cave from Saul. And David said, "I cried out to God." Verse 2, "I poured out my complaint before Him. I showed before Him my trouble." But verse 3, let's read it together. Ready? Begin. "When my spirit was overwhelmed, on Wednesday night, we covered that word overwhelmed, so I won't cover it again. But to be overwhelmed is to be submerged like the submarine. It's to be submerged and the waters are flowing over your life. And God says, look what He says, "When my spirit," guard your spirit, "was overwhelmed within me." Here it is. Thou knewest my path. God knows everything. God knows our doubts and our uprising. God knows it all. Turn with me, if you will. We'll get to it in just a moment. But so God says, guard your spirit. Verse number 6, He says, "Attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I." And so God, You're in control of my life. Let go and let God have His wonderful way. Let go and let God have His way. Your spirit will vanish, your night turn to day. Let go and let God. God has a plan for my life tomorrow. I want to find His plan tomorrow. I want to walk in His steps tomorrow. I want to glorify His name tomorrow, because God has a sovereign plan for my life tomorrow. God has a sovereign plan for my life on Tuesday if I'm to live. God is sovereign. You can count on Him. You can trust Him. Not only is God sovereign, so I must guard my spirit, I must guard my friendships because God is sovereign. Let's read verse number 4. Ready? Begin. "I looked on my right hand." When no man cares for your soul, remember that God cares for your soul. Amen. That's the sovereignty. Does Jesus care? When I said goodbye to the dearest on earth to me, and my sad heart aches till it nearly breaks, is it not for Him? Oh, yes, He cares. I know He cares. His heart is touched. Man may not be concerned with your grief. Man may not be with, and He said, no man cared for my soul. No man cared that I was running from Saul. No man cared that I was in this cave. No man cared that He was hemming my life and going to kill me. No man cared that He threw a javelin at me twice and tried to kill me. No man cared, but Jesus cares. Oh, yes, He cares. I know He cares. His heart is touched with my grief. And so the Bible says, guard your spirit. Why? Because God's sovereign. God has it all under control. Your life is, you say, but my life is so far out of control. Well, let go and let God. Let God direct your path. Let God direct your way. I have to say that I love my wife so very much. But she and I have both, I think we could say we both agreed, that we've given her problem to God. God knows about it. God loves her more than I love her. I've tried to be a good husband for 52 and a half, almost 53 years. But God knows about my wife's problem. God, Jesus, knows all about our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. I'm not saying I'm not concerned. I'm not saying I have moments of worry. I'm not saying I'm not nervous about it. Well, sure I am. We're all human. But you know, Heather, when I come back to God, God knows everything. God knows why you suffer tonight. And some of you suffer, and that hurts me. I don't understand why we can't get answers. I don't understand why we can't, but God is always forming something. I'm just thinking right now, turn with me if you will, keep your hand right here. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 12. The Lord just put this on my heart. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, we have the Apostle Paul crying out to God because God is sovereign. In chapter 12, he says, lest I should, verse number 7, lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation that was given to me, a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffet me. By the way, when Satan touched his life, God knew that Satan would touch him. Job can put his assurance in God because though Satan touched him, he knew that God was still in control. The Bible says, lest Satan should buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing besought I the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And I said, he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Don't labor, verse 7, Satan. Labor God who is omniscient, God who is sovereign. He said, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, here's my response. Therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessity, in persecution, in distress, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong. I want to be strong for God. I want to be strong because God is in control. I look tonight, guard your spirit because of the sovereignty of God. Guard your friendships. Watch who you walk with. Watch who you talk to. Watch that you spend time with people that are strong, are stronger than you spiritually. And then thirdly, this is it. Guard your trust. You're going to have to trust God because of the sovereignty of God. Look what he says in verse number 7. Bring my soul out of this prison that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall compass me about, for thou hast dealt bountifully with me. God, you are still in charge. You have dealt bountifully with me. Though I'm in this prison, though I'm in this anguish, though I'm in this sorrow, though I'm in this disappointment, God, you have dealt bountifully with me. Look at the word trust. Go to chapter 141. Look at verse 141, verse number 8. Let's read it together. 141, verse 8. Ready? Begin. But mine eyes. Trust, we saw this morning, is faith in God. It's found 152 times in the Old Testament. It's found the word faith in the New Testament. God wants your faith. Nothing is ever going to touch my life. Nothing is going to touch my life that hasn't been filtered through the loving hand of a loving Father. First Peter tells us that. Because God is sovereign. Look at Psalm, in Psalm 144 about this word trust. Verse number 2, ready, begin. My goodness, my fortress. Where are you going to put your trust? Let me stop right there. Where are you going to put your trust tonight? We sang it this morning. I can trust Jesus. I can trust Jesus. He never once has failed to meet my need. I can trust Him. When I can't trace Him, when I don't understand Him, when I'm like Job. Job had a battle for 1 year. He lost all of his sheep, all of his oxen, all of his cattle. He lost all of his lands. He lost his property. He lost 10 of his children. He lost their 10 mates. He lost it all. He lost his health. And his wife said, why don't you just curse God and die? And he said, naked came I into this world, and naked shall I return. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I can trust Jesus. Go back to Psalm 18, please. Psalm 18. And we're almost done. Psalm 18. Verse number 30, please. Psalm 18, verse number 30. Let's read verse 30 together. Psalm 18, verse 30. Watch the word trust. Ready? Begin. As for God, go to Psalm 40. Psalm 40, please. In Psalm 40, we find that God says, you can trust me. Verse number 4. Ready? Begin. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. Let's look at chapter 56, the 56 Chevy we've been studying on Wednesday night. 56 Chevy. How about verse number 3? Oh, this is a verse I've asked you to memorize the last few weeks. Ready? Let's read it like we mean it. Ready? Begin. What time? You ever get fearful? You ever get afraid? I tell you what, I get afraid. I get fearful. I get nervous. I get concerned. And God says, what time I'm afraid, I will trust in thee. I'm going to trust Jesus. I'm going to trust Him at all times. Trust Him at all times, ye people. Turn with me, if you will, real quickly. Psalm 62. Psalm 62. We're going to look at this verse this week, Wednesday. Psalm 62, it's the verse I'm going to ask you to memorize this Wednesday. 62, verse 8. Ready? Begin. Trust in Him at all times. You see, I can trust in God Almighty. Go back to Psalm 142, please. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, but let's just go verse 5. You know it. If you know it, recite it with me. Psalm, Proverbs 3, 5. Ready? Begin. Trust in the Lord. See, I can lean on my own understanding if I want. I can figure it all out, but I never figure it out right. But I can't trust Jesus. You know, you get older in life, and I'm not set up a right. I'm not, Brother Doug, I'm not arrived on this yet. But it's easier to trust God the older you get, because He's never failed me. Jesus never fails. He never fails. Jesus never fails. I've had a lot of tears in 50 years at this church. I've cried through the night. I've stayed awake through the night. I've worried through the night. I've fretted. I've stewed. I'm nervous. I get all worked up. But the older I become, the more I believe that God just has it all in control. God has that project out front all on control. It's going to be paid for. I don't know how, but it will. God has our anniversary week all lined up. God has, and you know, I know the next day after anniversary is coming a big battle. Brother Sly, I know there is. It always happens that way. After great victories always come great trials. It just happens. It happens through the Word of God. It happens at this church for 50 years. I just happen to know there's just coming some great struggles. But be not dismayed, whate'er betide, God will take care of you. Beneath His wings of love abide. God will take care of you. Sing it. God will
take care
through every day, through every or all the way. He will take care of you. He will
take care
of you. God will
take care
of you. Thank God we serve a sovereign God. He knows everything. He knows your troubles you're going through. He knows your heartaches you're going through. He knows you want to be married and you can't find a husband. He knows you want to get married and you cannot find a wife. He's going to help you. I don't know when or how, but God's sovereign. You can trust Him. Place Him as your ruler of your life. That's what a sovereign is. He's the ruler. Place Him as the captain of your life.
Thank you for listening to the audio preaching podcast from North Valley Baptist Church in Santa Clara, California, led by Pastor Jack Treiber. For more information about our ministry or to find out how to get in contact with us, visit our website at nvbc.org. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.